Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for a year in the Word. This is a glorious week. We're in the midst of Holy Week. Amen. This is the week where we just celebrated Good Friday. Amen. And we're going into Resurrection Sunday in just a few short hours. And actually, some throughout the world are already into Resurrection Sunday. But also, during this season, there's also a celebration of Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, all of which we are reading about in the Word of God. We give glory and honor to the Lord and Savior of our lives, Jesus Christ. He is our Passover. We pass from death unto life through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we give him glory, we give him honor, and we give him praise. Amen. The Word of God tells us that Jesus is our Passover. Amen. And he worked it just like he did when he brought the Hebrews out of bondage in Egypt. Jesus brought us out of the bondage of sin. Moses, amen, was the tool of God. He was the servant that God used to bring them forth out of Egypt. Amen. And that last plague, oh my God, was the most powerful and most devastating to the enemy of the Hebrews. It was the spirit of death. The Lord commanded that the spirit of death would come and would every firstborn of all of Egypt because of Pharaoh's hard heart. And he would not allow the people of God to go out of Egypt, to leave that land. And God was well intent that they were to be delivered out of their bondage. They had been in slavery for 400 years to the Egyptians, and the Lord had sent them a Savior. Amen. Himself through Moses. God, glory to God. And the hand of God was upon Moses, and the hand of God was on the head of the Pharaoh, mashing him down, and his heart was hardened. And that spirit did have to pass through the land. But before it did, the Lord told them to prepare a lamb, amen, and to use the blood to be placed over their doorpost and over the lintel. That means over both sides of the door and over the top of the door. Amen. There was to be the blood of that lamb. And on every home where that spirit of death would see that blood, that was an angel. Amen. Every house that would see that blood over the doorpost would be saved. Amen. From death. Glory to God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And they are celebrating. Glory. Hallelujah. They are celebrating. The Jews are celebrating today, and I'm celebrating with them. The glory of God. Hallelujah. The glory of God, because he passed over them and saved them and brought them out of bondage on that day. And they celebrate Passover throughout their generations. Till their generations are no more and they're celebrating in eternity, they will be celebrating that Passover. Glory to God. But likewise, Jesus, hallelujah, to the Lamb. He is the Lamb of God that was slaughtered on the cross. He died for our sins to deliver us out of the bondage of the enemy, out of the grasp of the devil, so that he could not control us any longer and he could no longer keep our relationship with God alienated. He can't keep us out of God's face anymore, because Jesus, hallelujah, took our sin debt. He paid it all for us. All sin is worthy of death, and all sin, everybody's sin, everybody. We're all born in a state of sin, even if you have never done anything. I know people always tell me that, well, babies are innocent. They haven't done anything. No, they haven't done anything. Not yet. But we're all born in a state of sin. We don't teach each other how to sin. We just do it. We don't teach our babies how to lie. They just lie. But Jesus took all of our sin upon himself. He was that perfect lamb. You know, in those days when the Lord told them to choose a lamb, he was very specific about what type of lamb it should be and how it should be prepared and what they should do in the house and how what they should have on that day. Those elements that they had were the elements that they're having at Passover. They had that roasted lamb. They had unleavened bread because they didn't have time to let bread rise on that night. They were getting up and leaving. They were to be preparing to go because they were being delivered out of bondage on that night. Glory to God Almighty. I know I'm comparing and contrasting right now, and I hope you're sticking with me because I'm giving glory to God for the Passover. Hallelujah, for the Passover that is being commemorated by the Jews. Hallelujah, and for the Passover. Hallelujah, that we are commemorating on Resurrection Sunday. Glory to God. He is. Jesus is our Passover, and I give him glory and I give him honor on today, because when he hung on the cross, amen, he could have gotten up. He was fully able to call down every angel in heaven to deliver him, but he yielded his own life, amen. He took every sin that has ever been committed and would ever be committed upon his body and died for each and every one of them. See the impact, oh glory to God, of his sacrifice. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth should not perish but have everlasting life. I give glory to God on today because this is Holy Week. Hallelujah. And the thing is, every day is holy before the Lord. Amen. If you know Jesus, you are celebrating his resurrection every single day. But this is a day that the world recognizes as Resurrection Sunday, not just the church. And the world sees how we celebrate these things, and it's important that they see it and know that this is true and it is happening, and that Jesus is Lord and he is our salvation. There's no other way to the Father. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Nobody is coming to the Father except through Jesus Christ. Don't think you can get in any other way. Only through Jesus. Only through Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I just had to give God some glory and give him some honor. I praise him on today for my salvation. I praise him that he is our salvation, that he sees everything that we're going through. Not a situation, not a hair falling from our head escapes his sight. Oh, I give glory to God. Hallelujah. He is our strength. He's our keeper. He's our provider. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. I honor him on today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for joining me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen. Let's say a quick prayer. Hallelujah. Because today we're reading from Job chapters 25 and 26 and Jeremiah chapters 1 through 6. This is actually a Friday-Saturday edition of A Year in the Word. I know I didn't put it in the explanation. I should have, and that was my mistake. I do apologize for that. I do try to remember to do that because I have some other obligations, and sometimes I do have to double up on this, but my intention is not to miss any of it, even if I have to double up. So today is a little bit longer, and please forgive me. I'm having a little bit of sinus drainage, so you'll hear me clear my throat from time to time. I actually did hydrate before I came on, but just please stay with me and be patient. Glory to God. Amen. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for your healing. I'm praying for your salvation. I'm praying that God will work everything out in your life, no matter what it is. I don't have to know your name. All I have to know is Jesus, and that he is here with me just like he's there with you. He is omnipresent. It means just that. Wherever you are in the world, he's there with you just like he is with me right now. He's together in his name. There he is in the midst of us. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I just thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your love, for your kindness, for your grace, your unmerited favor. I give glory to you, Lord God, for your sacrifice that you gave for each and every one of us. I thank you, Lord, for your love that is everlasting, that has no limits, no boundaries, no borders, and no conditions. An unconditional love. Lord, in this world, we don't know what that's like, but we praise you, oh God, that no matter what we do, no matter what we've done, you love us still. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Bless your people on today, Lord God. Touch their lives. Lord, look, Lord God, peer into everything that's going on in the midst of them. Lord God, oh, Lord, upseat every evil, Lord, that's come against them. Heal every wound, Lord God. Come, Lord God, heal, Lord God. Even the spirit of infirmity, Lord God, must go in the name of Jesus. It must go now in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, bring comfort, bring peace, bring life in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, open our minds and hearts to receive of your word, Lord God, as we do the reading on today. And as we go forth, Lord God, into our evening or into our day, as we celebrate, celebrate, celebrate all that you've done and all that you're doing, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, glory to God. Amen. All right, I'm reading from Job chapters 25 and 26 and Jeremiah. We're starting in Jeremiah now and because we finished Isaiah. So we're going into another one of the prophets. So, we're reading Job chapters 25 and 26 and Jeremiah chapters 1 through 6. So this is a little lengthier. Please stay with me, even if you have to pause it and go do what you need to do and come back and listen. It is so important that we know what the word of God says, because the Lord speaks to us through his word. Glory to God. And then when somebody else is trying to tell you what the Spirit of the Lord has said and it doesn't match the word of God, you can tell them no, because I know the word of God says thus and so. Glory to God. Don't listen to another voice. If it does not say what is written in these pages, if it doesn't match what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking here, don't listen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Word of God as per usual, and I shall begin reading even now. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered and said, "Dominion and fear belong to him. He makes peace in his high places. Is there any number to his armies upon whom does his light not rise? How then can man be righteous before God? Or how can he be pure who is born of a woman? If even the moon does not shine and the stars are not pure in his sight, how much less who is a maggot and a son of man who is a worm?" But Job answered and said, "How have you helped him who is without power? How have you saved the arm that has no strength? How have you counseled one who has no wisdom? And how have you declared sound advice to many? To whom have you uttered words, and whose spirit came from you? The dead tremble, those under the waters and those inhabiting them. Sheol is naked before him, and destruction has no covering. He stretches out the north over empty space. He hangs the earth on nothing. He binds up the water in his thick clouds, yet the clouds are not broken under it. He covers the face of his throne and spreads his cloud over it. He drew a circular horizon on the face of the waters at the boundary of light and darkness. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his rebuke. He stirs up the sea with his power and his understanding. He breaks up the storm. By his spirit, he adored the heavens. His hand pierced the fleeing serpent. Indeed, these are the mere edges of his ways, and how small a whisper we hear of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand? I've read and you've heard from Job 25 and 26, and we shall begin now in Jeremiah chapters 1 through 6. Glory to God. Of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests who were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whoever I command you, you shall, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. And the word of the Lord came to me the second time, saying, what do you see? And I said, I see a pot boiling, and it is facing away from the north. Then the Lord said to me, out of the north calamity shall break forth on all the inhabitants of the land. For behold, I am calling all the families of the kingdoms of the north, says the Lord. They shall come, and each one set his throne at the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem, against all its walls all around, and against all the cities of Judah. I will utter my judgments against them concerning all their wickedness, because they have forsaken me, burned incense to other gods, and worshiped the works of their own hands. Therefore, prepare yourself and arise, and speak to them all that I command you. Do not be dismayed before their faces, lest I dismay you before them. For behold, I have made you this day a fortified city, and an iron pillar, and bronze walls against the whole land, and against the kings of Judah, against its princes, against its priests, and against the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness, in a land not stone. Israel was holiness to the Lord, the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him will offend. Disaster will come upon them, says the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jerusalem, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what injustice have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me, have followed idols, and have become idolaters? Neither did they say, where is the Lord, who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, who led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and pits, through a land of drought and the shadow of death, through a land that no one crossed and where no one dwelt. I brought you into a bountiful country to eat its fruits and its goodness. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priests did not say, where is the Lord? And those who handle the law did not know me. The rulers also transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that did not profit. Therefore, I will yet bring charges against you, says the Lord, and against your children's children I will bring charges. For pass beyond the coast of Cyprus and see, send to Kedar and consider diligently and see if there has been such a thing. Has a nation changed its gods, which are not gods, but my people have changed their glory for what does not profit? Be astonished, O heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be very desolate, says the Lord, for my two evils, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he plundered? The young lions roared at him and growled. They made his land waste. His cities are burned without inhabitants. Also, the people of Noph and Tahpenes have broken the crown of your head. Have you not brought this on yourself? In that you have forsaken the Lord your God when he led you in your way. And now, why take the road to Egypt to drink the waters of Seor? Or why take the road to Assyria to drink the waters of the river? Your own wickedness will correct you, and your backslidings will rebuke you. Know therefore and see that it is an evil and bitter thing that you have forsaken the Lord your God, and the fear of me is not in you, says the Lord God of hosts. For of old I have broken your yoke and burst your bonds, and you said, I will not transgress. When on every high hill and under every green tree you lay down playing the harlot, yet I had planted you a noble vine, a seed of high quality. How then have you turned before me into the degenerate plant of an alien vine? For though you wash yourself with lye and use much soap, yet your iniquity is marked before me, says the Lord God. How can you say, I am not polluted, I have not gone after Baals? See your way in the valley. Know what you have done. You are a swift dromedary breaking loose in her ways, a wild donkey used to the wilderness that sniffs at the wind in her desire. In her time of mating, who can turn away? All those who seek her will not weary themselves in her month. They will find her without your foot from being unshod. Withhold your foot from being unshod and your throat from thirst. But you said, there is no hope. No, for I have loved aliens, and after them I will go. As the thief is ashamed when he is found out, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They and their kings and their princes and their priests and their prophets, saying to a tree, you are my father, and to a stone, you have birthed me. My God, turn their back to me and not their face, but in the time of their trouble they will arise. They will say, arise and save us. But where are your gods that you have made for yourselves? Let them arise. If they can save you in the time of trouble, for according to the number of your cities are your gods, O Jerusalem. Why will you plead with me? You all have transgressed against me, says the Lord. In vain I have chastened your children. They receive no correction. Your sword has devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. O generation, see the word of the Lord. have I been a wilderness to Israel or a land of darkness? Why do my people say, we are Lord's? We will come no more to you. Can a virgin forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Why do you beautify your way to seek love? Therefore you have also taught the wicked women your ways. Also on your skirts is found the blood of the lives of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but plainly on all these things. Yet you say, because I am innocent, surely his mercy shall turn from me, because I will plead my case against you. Because you say, I have not sinned. Why do you gad about so much to change your way? Also you shall be ashamed of Egypt as you were ashamed of Assyria. Indeed, you will go forth from him, and your hands on your head. For the Lord has rejected your trusted allies, and you will not prosper by them. The man divorces his wife, and she goes from him and become another man's. May he return to her again. Would not the land be greatly polluted? But you have played the harlot with many lovers, yet return to me, says the Lord. Lift up your eyes to the desolate heights and see. Where have you not lain with men? By the road you have set for them, like an Arabian in the desert, and you have polluted the land with your harlotries and your wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withheld, and there have been no latter rain. You have had a harlot's forehead. You refuse to be ashamed. Will you not from this time cry to me, my father, you are the guide of my youth? Will he remain angry forever? Will he keep it to the end? Behold, you have spoken and done evil things as you were able. To me, in the days of Josiah the king, have you seen what backsliding Israel has done? She has gone up on every high mountain and under every green tree, and there played the harlot. And I said, after she had done all these things, return to me. But she did not return, and her treacherous sister Judah saw it. Then I saw that for all the causes for which backsliding Israel had committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a certificate of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister Judah did not fear, but went and played the harlot also. So it came to pass through her causal harlotry that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and trees. And yet for all her treacherous sister Judah has not turned to me with her whole heart, but in pretense, says the Lord. Then the Lord said to me, backsliding Israel has shown herself more righteous than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, backsliding Israel, says the Lord. I will not cause my anger to fall on you, for I am merciful, says the Lord. I will not remain angry forever. Only acknowledge your iniquity, that you have transgressed against the Lord your God and have scattered your charms, alien deities under every green tree, and you have not obeyed my voice, says the Lord. Return, O backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married to you. I will take you, one from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion, and I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Then it shall come to pass, when you are multiplied and increased in the land in those days, says the Lord, that they will say no more, the ark of the covenant of the Lord, it shall not come to mind, nor shall they remember it, nor shall they visit it, nor shall it be made anymore. At that time, Jerusalem shall be called the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered to it. Of the Lord to Jerusalem. No more shall they follow the dictates of their evil hearts. In those days, the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given as an inheritance to your fathers. But I said, how can I put you among the children and give you a pleasant land, a beautiful heritage of the host of nations? And I said, you shall call me my surely as a wife treacherously departs from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, says the Lord. A voice was heard on the desolate heights, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way. They have forgotten the Lord their God. Return, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Indeed, we do come to you, and you are the Lord our God. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitudes of mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. For shame has devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. We lie down in our shame, and our reproach covers us. For we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers, from our youth even to this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. If you will return, O Israel, says the Lord, return to me. And if you will put away your abominations out of my sight, then you shall not be moved, and you shall swear the Lord lives in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. The nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him they shall glory. For thus says the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground, and do not sow among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord, and take away the foreskins of your hearts, you men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn so that no one can quench it because of the evil of your doing. Declare in Judah and proclaim in Jerusalem and say, blow the trumpet in the land, cry, gather together, and say, assemble yourselves, and let us go into the fortified cities. Set up the standard toward Zion. Take refuge. Do not delay, for I will bring disaster and great destruction. The lion has come up from his thicket, and the destroyer of nations is on his way. He has gone forth from his place to make your land desolate. Your cities will be laid waste without inhabitants. For this, clothe yourself with sackcloth, lament and wail, for the fierce anger of the Lord has not turned back from us. And it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord, that the heart of the king shall perish, and the heart of the princess, the priest shall be astonished, and the prophet shall wonder. Then I said, ah, Lord God, surely you have greatly deceived this people and Jerusalem, saying you shall have peace, whereas the sword reaches to the heart. At that time it will be said to this people and to Jerusalem, a dry wind of desolate heights blows in the wilderness toward the daughter of my people, not to fan or to cleanse. A wind too strong for these people will come for me. Now I will also speak judgment against them. Behold, he shall come up clouds, and his chariots like a whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe to us, for we are plundered. O Jerusalem, wash your heart from wickedness, that you may be saved. How long shall your evil thoughts lodge within you? For a voice declares from Dan and proclaims affliction from Mount Ephraim. Make mention to the nations. Yes, proclaim against Jerusalem that watchers come from a far country and raise their voice against the cities of Judah. Like keepers of a field, they are against her all around, because she has been rebellious against me, says the Lord. Your ways and your doings have procured these things for you. This is your wickedness, because it is bitter, because it reaches to your heart. O Oh, my soul, I am pained in my very heart. My heart makes a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace because you have heard, oh, my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is plundered. Suddenly, my tents are plundered and my curtains in a moment. How long will I see the standard and hear the foolish? They have not known me. They are silly children and have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. I beheld the earth, and indeed it was without form and void, and the heavens, they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and indeed they trembled, and all the hills moved back and forth. I beheld, and indeed there was no man, and all the birds of heaven had fled. I beheld, and indeed the fruitful land was a wilderness, and all its cities were broken down at the presence of the Lord by his fierce anger. For thus says the Lord, the whole land shall be desolate, yet I will not make a full end, for this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken. I have purposed and will not relent, nor will I turn back from it. The whole city shall flee from the noise of the horsemen and bowmen. They shall go into thickets and climb up upon rocks. Every city shall be forsaken, and not a man shall dwell in it. And when you are plundered, what will you do? Though you clothe yourself with crimson, though you adorn yourself with ornaments of gold, though you enlarge your eyes with paint, in vain you will make yourself fair. Your lovers will despise you. They will seek your life. For I have heard a voice as a woman in labor, the anguish as of her who brings forth her first child, the voice of the daughter of Zion bewailing herself. She spreads her hands, saying, woe is me now, for my soul is weary because of murderers. Run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem. See now and know, and seek in her open places. If you can find a man, if there is anyone who executes judgment, who seeks the truth, and I will pardon her. Though they say, as the Lord lives, surely they swear falsely. O Lord, are not your eyes on the truth? You have stricken them, and they have not grieved. You have consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Therefore, I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord, the judgment of their God. I will go to the great men and speak to them, for they have known the way of the Lord, the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. Therefore, a lion from the forest shall slay them. A wolf of the desert shall destroy them. A leopard will watch over their cities. Everyone goes out from there shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many. Their backslidings have increased. How shall I pardon you for this? Children have forsaken me and sworn by those that are not gods. When I had fed them to the full, then they committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. They were like well-fed, lusty stallions. Everyone neighed after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? And shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? Go up on her walls and destroy, but do not make a complete end. Take away her branches, for they are not the Lord's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously with me, says the Lord. They have lied about the Lord and said, it is not he. Neither will evil come upon us, nor shall we see sword or famine. And the prophets become wind, for the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done to them. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, word, behold, I will make my words in your mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. Behold, I will bring a nation against you from afar, O house of Israel, says the Lord, It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language you do not know, nor can you understand what they say. Their quiver is like an open tomb. They are almighty men. They shall eat up your harvest and your bread, which your sons and your daughters shall eat. They shall eat up your flocks and your herbs. They shall eat up your vines and your fig trees. They shall destroy your fortified cities in which you trust with the sword. Nevertheless, in those days, said the Lord, I will not make a complete end of you. And it will be when you say, why does the Lord our God do these things to us? Then you shall answer them. Just as you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your land, so shall you serve aliens in a land that is not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob and proclaim it in Judah, saying, hear this now, O foolish people without understanding, who have eyes and see not, and have ears and hear not. Do you not fear me, says the Lord? Will you not tremble at my presence? Who have placed the sand as the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass beyond it? And though its waves toss to and fro, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it. This people has a defiant and rebellious heart. They have revolted and departed. They do not say in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, who gives rain both the former and the latter in its season, who reserves us for the appointed weeks of harvest. Your iniquities have turned these things away, and your sins have withheld good from you. For among my people are found wicked men. They lie in wait as one who sets snares. They set a trap. They catch men as a cage is full of birds. So their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and grown rich. They have grown fat. They are sleek. Yes, they surpass the deeds of the wicked. They do not plead the cause of the fatherless. Yet they prosper. And the right of the needy they do not defend. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? Shall I not avenge myself on this a nation as this? An astonishing and horrible thing has been committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule by their own power, and the people love to have it so. What will you do in the end? O you children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee from the midst of Jerusalem. Blow the trumpet in Tekoa, and set up a signal fire to Beth Hakarim. For disaster appears out of the north and great destruction. I have likened the daughter of Zion to a lovely, delicate woman. The shepherds with their flocks shall come to her. They shall pitch their tents against her all around. Each one shall pasture in his own place. Prepare war against her. Arise and let us go up at noon. Woe to us, for the day goes away, for the shadows of the evening are lengthening. Arise and let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. For thus has the Lord of hosts said, cut down trees and build a mound against Jerusalem. This is the city to be punished. She is full of oppression in her midst. As a fountain wells up with water, so she wells up with her wickedness. Violence and plundering are heard in her. Before me continually are grief and wounds. Be instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from you, lest I make you desolate, a land not inhabited, says the Lord of hosts. They shall thoroughly glean as a vine the remnant of Israel. As a grape gatherer, put your hand back into the branches. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot give heed. Behold, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary of holding it in. I will pour it out on the children outside and on the assembly of the young men together. For even the husband shall be taken with the wife, the aged with him who is full of days, and their houses shall be turned over to others, fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand against the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord. Because from the least of them even to the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet even to the priest, every one deals falsely. They have also healed the hurt. They have also healed the hurt of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed these abominations? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall at the time I punish them. They shall be cast down, says the Lord, in the ways and see, and ask for the old path where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. And they said, we will not walk in it. Also, I set watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen. Therefore, hear, you nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth. Behold, I will certainly bring calamity on this people, the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not heeded my words, nor my law, but rejected it. For what purpose to me comes frankincense from Sheba and sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet to me. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the father and the sons together shall fall on them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. Thus says the Lord, behold, a people comes from the north country, and a great nation will be raised from the farthest parts of the earth. They will lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roars like the sea, and they ride on horses as men of war set in array against you, O daughter of Zion. We have heard the report of it. Our hands grow feeble. Anguish has taken hold of us. Pain as a woman in labor. Do not go out into the field, nor walk by the way, because the sword of the enemy, fear, is on every side. O daughter of my people, dress in sackcloth and roll about in ashes. Make mourning as for an only son, most bitter lamentations, for the plunderer will suddenly come upon us. I have set you as an assayer and a fortress among my people, that you may know and test their way. They are all stubborn rebels, walking as slanderers. They are bronze and iron. They are corruptors. The bellows blow fiercely. The lead is consumed by fire. The smelter refines in vain, for the wicked are not drawn off. People will call them rejected silver, because the Lord has rejected them. I have read and you have heard from Job chapters 25 and 26 and Jeremiah, amen, chapters 1 through 6. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. Amen. I hope you will find a full gospel church to attend on today to continue to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is our salvation. He's our only hope. Amen. He is the hope of the nations. He is the hope of individuals in the nations, of governments and of peoples. I know we have a separation, amen, in theory of church and state, amen, but we need to recognize that we are one people, and we ought to be serving the one true and living God. He is waiting, and the door is open, amen, for our cry. His name is Jesus, and there is no other way to the Father except by him. He said if we call upon his name, Jesus, that we shall be saved. Amen. Begin to call upon the name of the Lord, and he will come and watch him work in your life. He will upset everything and turn everything around. Amen. He will make your life what it was purposed to be from the very beginning. He will turn it around and make it in a way so that you will know that he is Lord. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. And I bless the name of Jesus. I hope you'll continue to join me in a year in the word. Amen.